USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the West Coast this weekend, with folks in at least 10 states having the possibility to set records. The forecast high for Phoenix, Arizona Saturday is 96 degrees, which would break a record. Other cities seeing temperatures 10 to 20 degrees above normal include Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Dallas, and Denver. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci joins Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto, who asks him what he thinks about Republicans who hope to make good on their promise to go after him with some more hearings about the origins of COVID-19.
I have absolutely nothing to hide or nothing to be concerned about of anything that I've done. So I never have been, and not now, and will never be afraid of hearings.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or Ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and Ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and Ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The war in Ukraine is entering its second month with deadly casualties on both sides. Andriy Orachuk is still in the country, and he's asking for the West to impose tougher sanctions on Russia in response to the unprovoked invasion.
Sanctions which have been implemented till today is good. You need to do more. You need to cut all business ties with Russia, because each dollar which is going to Russian economy, it's a fuel for the war. It's an energy to kill our kids, our women, and our men.
The president is in Poland and set to meet with Ukrainian refugees on Saturday. Another Republican is announcing that they will not be voting to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse announced his decision on Friday, Sasse saying he and Judge Jackson disagree on judicial philosophy, so he is sadly unable to vote for her confirmation. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Finland is set to close a transportation route to Russia.
Finland's national railway operator will suspend service between Helsinki and St. Petersburg, Russia, on Monday, closing one of the last public transport routes to the European Union for Russians. Head of passenger traffic, Topi Samola, said, given sanctions on Russia, the operator VR has been directed by the state that it was no longer appropriate to run service to St. Petersburg, also known as the Allegro. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
FedEx is raising their fuel surcharge.
FedEx is raising its fuel surcharge for three of its shipping services. Starting April 4th, FedEx is raising the surcharge for shipping express, ground, and freight. Shipping company says it regularly reviews the fuel surcharge. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is now over $4.20. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The hustle and bustle is returning to New York streets post-coronavirus pandemic, but data shows the city's population has dropped. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, more than 368,000 people moved out of the five boroughs between April 2020 and July 2021. Los Angeles and Chicago also saw a drop of more than 100,000 residents. All three major cities had stringent COVID-19 pandemic restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.